President?
We want to know if you got how that vote's going to come. Is it going to be close?
Which one?
Well, all of them.
No, none of them close, but I have Ross Bass here with me and Joe Montoya and Fred Harris, and Kennedy is coming over very shortly.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry I called early. They told me that you about time to call, and I had to go get old Hubert up. He's been riding horses down here, and he pretty late sleeper. And you ruined him up there in the Senate. When I was up there, he'd come to work in the morning. He didn't get up down here now till mid morning.
Now you ruined him during this campaign, and now he's got to make up for it. But Mr. President, anything you want me to tell these boys, or would you like to say hello to them individually?
I'll be glad to. And
talk to you later.
Yeah. And wait a minute. Let Hubert get on the other line. Say hello to you while he's here. He got his robe on and
okay.
Got one eye open.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Hubert.
Well, fine.
Now, you look great in that Western outfit.
Did that look great in that Western outfit?
He lost to Wayne Morris' vote. Wayne Morris said if he ever got on another horse, he'd never vote for him again.
That's right.
Well, listen, let me put these boys on one at a time. Then
wait a minute, Mike. Did you hear what Hubert announced in his speech here?
No.
He said, by God, he'd resign from ADA, and he's resigning from any more horseback rides.
I told him I'd done enough for the president.
Just a laugh.
The president could ask only so much.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is it?
Ross Bass, Mr. President.
My God, Ross, that's how's that go out of country?
Listen, you just absolutely slaughtered them down there, and we certainly appreciate that last trip you came down and did the trick.
I'll tell you, we needed both of those trips, didn't we?
Absolutely so, and I told you, and that's what did it, and you're a great man. Congratulations, the greatest victory in the history of the country, and you're the greatest leader, and I want you to know that you'll have my full cooperation in every way.
I know that. Mighty proud of you, Ross.
I'm telling you here.
Mighty proud of you. Wait a minute, Ross, wait a minute.
All right.
Well, Hubert won't say a word to you.
Oh, all right.
You gotta know the presiding officer. You won't even get recognized up there.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Ross.
Vice President, how are you?
Well, fine. We just cheered for you. Gosh, it's great.
Congratulations to you.
Well,
how'd Tennessee finally come out 50,000 ahead?
You carried it by over 100, around 125. And I carried it by about 50 or 60. Albert carried it by about 100. They concentrated on me the last few days over there. You know, they decided they could get me, and so they just went to work on me and tried to cut me up, but they didn't.
Remember, I had a great victory with 87 once.
Well, I tell you what, you did a great job for us down there. We really appreciate it.
Here's Hubert now.
Got. Well, listen, Ross, I know that you're just as happy as can be, and I surely want to congratulate you. It was fun being with you.
Thank you for all your...
Ross, answers. How do you think Hubert looks on a horse?
Listen, I'll tell you what. That's a desecration to put him on Tennessee walking horse.
What is it, desecration of Hubert or the horse?
the horse, though. You know those Tennessee walking horses will take care of an e-fight like that.
When I convert them into cow ponies, that's pretty good, though, isn't it?
Senator, don't you like those Tennessee walking horses?
Yeah, I sure do. I wish I'd get one and stand still.
I'll tell you what, we'll have to get you one that's trained for a gentle rider.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
What about that unanimous vote? Mike got up there in Montana. He and John Connolly are getting vulgar the way they run.
That's right. No, sir, Mr. President, you carried Montana by 65.
Yeah, miles. But hell, how many did you carry it by? They told me that you were practically unanimous.
No, 75,000.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great victory all over the country, and I never saw the beat of it in my life. It's absolutely terrific, and both of you, and we want you to come back to Tennessee to see us, and rest assured of this one thing, that Ross Bass is behind the president and the vice president.
I know that. Tell me, how'd Memphis go?
We carried Memphis.
That's good.
Yes, sir. We carried Memphis and carried Nashville 2-1 almost. And they cut us up in East Tennessee. You ran a lot stronger in East Tennessee than I did in the traditional Republican areas.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a little bit stronger than you did in the Democratic areas. But you cut the nuts out of them over in that Republican area, which I was very, very proud of.
Well, it shows I'm a better Republican than you, Ross.
It shows that you just better loved, you know.
Gosh.
All the women over there voted for is what it was.
God bless those women. I'll tell you, they never... Hadn't been for them, I wouldn't even be around here.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. Well, Mr. President and Mr. Vice President, good to talk to both of you. Thanks. Now I'll let you talk to the new senator from New Mexico.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Jose Cabaleva.
Como esta you all?
Oh, bien. Usted?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, damn, you ran away from them out there, didn't you?
Yes, we did, but you did magnificently well. You carried the state by 90,000.
Oh, that's good.
And it was certainly wonderful. You carried Bernalillo County by 25,000. That's where you spoke.
Yeah?
And that went for Eisenhower by 30,000 before.
Oh, well, that's good. Albuquerque came through all right then, didn't he?
Very well.
What did that Meacham do?
Well, I beat him by 30,000. I got 58% of the vote.
Well, that's wonderful, Dan, and he ought to quit voting the Goldwater all the time.
He will from now on.
That's a wonderful record, Joe, and I'm awfully proud of you.
I'm sure grateful, too.
I'll tell you, I bet you old Tony and Mariana, please.
Yeah.
You know, old Tony got to be a campaigner down here. He got to where he could speak the English, and he really went to town.
He really did a magnificent job. Look.
Hubert wants to talk to you, Joe.
All right.
Joe? Joe? Boy, I'm glad. I'm delighted with your victory.
Well, thank you. I'm glad with yours, too. And I want you to know that Santa Fe was the banner county that I had.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we had a great time out there. Gosh, that was fun.
And you did a magnificent job campaigning nationally, and we're proud of you.
Well, we sure look forward to working with you. The president said I had to be very good to you. He said every time Joe Montoya wants to be recognized,
well,
you let him...
Thank you very much.
You let him speak.
Now I'm going to... Fred Harris from Oklahoma here.
All right, good.
Fine. Get on,
Fred.
Hello?
Fred?
Mr. President?
How did what happened to that football coach?
Well, you helped me beat him. I guess you rolled him up, and I sure want to congratulate you and say how much I appreciate what you did for me.
Well, I'm old Bob Kerr'd be mighty proud of you today if he's around. I'm sure glad you'd have disgraced him if you'd had a Republican succeed him.
Wouldn't that have been terrible? Well, that man every big one had, and it was tough. They quit Goldwater to last, pretty much concentrated on him. But we looked like 20-something thousand is what it's going to be, and last time I saw yours, it was 100,000, 110, and getting a little higher.
Well, you did a remarkable job, Fred, and we are mighty proud of you. And I held my left one for about 2 hours Saturday night.
It was tough as the devil. Your lady and Senator Humphrey and your daughter and yourself, the whole business really, really helped. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, and you've got a good man there in that Mansfield, so you stay close to his side and warm up to him and... Be nice to old Humphrey here, because he'll ever get ruthless in that chair with all this power. He might not want to recognize an Okie.
Well, I say this to you. I told you, and you called me from New York, way back, Gunner. I said I aim to come up here as a Johnson man, and that's where I come.
That away.
God bless you. You talk to Hubert now.
Well, Fred, I'm going to be just brief with you. I just want you to know I was just thrilled with your victory. It was the high point of the election, as far as I was concerned.
Well, thank you. You had a great, great part in the two speeches you made there. Were tremendous.
Well, I enjoyed being with you good folks.
Thanks a million to you both.
And we look forward to working closely with you.
Amen.
Fred, you see that bunch of old boys over there at that club that we went to, that $1,000 club now.
Right.
You won't tell them that we meant what we said there when we told them that we were Harris people.
Amen.
Give your wife my love.
I certainly will. Thanks a million to you both.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
I went to see Everett Dirksen yesterday in the hospital.
Yeah.
He's got the recurrence of that fractured spine, whatever it is, and he's leaving the hospital. He's going down to Florida. He asked me if there's going to be a meeting of the leadership before the session. Well, I would assume there would be a bipartisan leadership sometime, because it was your policy to keep the leadership on both sides in foreign development.
Yeah.
So I just passed it on for what it's worth.
Well, that's good.
He was awfully good to us in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And when we needed him.
Sure
and,
do.
A message from you to him, I think, would be very well received.
That's good. Well, I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, you're good. Oh, well, fine. That's good then. That's the main thing.
He called me yesterday afternoon, wanted to know if it's all right for him to go to Florida. And I told him if he had any problems, I'd call him. We do have a hell of a lot of troubles in Vietnam, mm-hmm. but we're trying to... They came in there the other day, and they've got some pretty strong ideas. And I sent them back, told them, let's be careful. Let's look where we're going before we go. And take a good look at it. So that's what they're doing now, and I'll be in touch with you in a few days.
Yeah, now, Mr. President, are you going to the inauguration of Díaz Ordaz in Mexico City?
No, I don't think so.
Have you got anyone selected to head the delegation?
Well, Rusk had suggested Hubert if I could get him, and I mentioned it to him, but I haven't finished it out yet.
Well, if you're looking for someone and you'd like to consider the senator from Montana as the head of the delegation, he'd appreciate it.
All right.
Because I know both your friends, Lopez Mateos and Díaz Ordaz.
Yeah.
And we've got a, well, what's the term, simpatico.
All right, I'll do that. I talked to Rusk. Let me read you. Secretary Rusk called yesterday morning, said he wants to pass on suggestions. He suggests that you send Vice President-elect Humphrey to Mexico City a little prior to December the 1st for the inauguration of Díaz Ordaz. He will have been at your ranch prior to that time. This would not set a precedent because the close neighborly ties between Mexico and the United States would establish a very close tie between our government and your government right at the outset. He suggests that you send with him Senator Hickenlooper and Senator Kuiko. Rusk has some thoughts. Give him trouble about whether to add Wayne Morris because of the personal coolness between Hickenlooper and Morris.
Yeah.
Now, that's a memo that that he sent, and I talked to Hubert about it a little yesterday, and that's, I haven't finalized anything, but if it, is there any reason why both of you can't go?
No.
I think that y'all get along fine, and
we do.
You know them all, and I might tell Russ that. What are we going to do about Morris?
I don't know.
Think that over, and I'll talk to you again.
Yeah, now, just a moment. Bob Kennedy just came in. Okay? Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hello?
I got you learned how to smile in this campaign.
I told you, I did what you told me to do after
yeah.
you came up there.
Yeah, well, I just picked up all the papers here. And you weren't waving. You must think you're going to be running up there a long time. I saw you smiling, waving a bunch of kids.
No, you know what I was doing?
They're not even registered.
I was just thinking of working with you. That made me smile.
How you feeling?
All right. How about you?
You look like you had a nice meeting with Teddy.
Yeah, that was fine.
What'd you let him gut you that way for? He practically destroyed you in Massachusetts.
Well, of course he did. And he brought up the seniority system.
My God, he's already throwing his weight around even before he gets out of the hospital.
You know, it's impossible. Like, you know, he won by almost a million up there. He ran almost as well as you.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, now, you tell him I'm coming back to see him about 3 o'clock some morning.
Yeah, right.
How do we do in Brooklyn? That trip hurt us much?
No, I think it was terrific. Really terrific. Now, if you can do the Brooklyn Navy Yard, as you promised.
God, there you go.
Those goddamn Navy Yards, I bet I never hear the last of them.
Listen, I counted up the promises I made during the campaign, the 220.
You better promise Hubert something here, because he may not recognize anybody up there, but that preacher for the prayer, you may not even get recognized. Hubert, get on here with him.
Bob, how are you?
How are you, Hubert?
Fine. I'll keep him reminded about that Navy Yard.
Congratulations, though. That was terrific.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And yeah, I'm glad you and Teddy got together there.
Yeah.
Ted told me that he figured that the way to get elected just let the women do it. He said when he worked it over real hard, he won by about 300,000. When he let Joni do it, he won by a million.
Oh, great God.
Somebody told me I ought to call you up and find out how to get them to concede early. How'd you get old Keating to come out there and fault and give us that forced smile?
How did you get the old Senator Goldwater to run again?
Well, he didn't. Goldwater didn't come till the next day. He waited 24 hours.
Yeah, and I know. Everybody was worried about who was ahead.
He got on there, and I lost my ratings.
We were all concerned about it. You had a lot of sympathy, boy. You got a lot of sympathy.
Well, I'm going to need a hell of a lot, I'll tell you that. I'll be seeing you. Meantime, if you get any solution to Vietnam, just call me direct, will you?
I just talked to Bob McNamara.
Yeah. Well, he's the best one. You can't beat him.
When are you coming back up?
The weekend.
I got a thought about that.
All right. I won't talk to you.
Maybe when I...